Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another Dish of Sit City. It's your boy Gas. What's happening?
Trying to move for a while. I mean, I ain't surprised. I am definitely
like
not surprised. And my bracket's all fucked up for the NCAA tournament, man. A lot of my teams lost early, man. Pittsburgh, number one seed, going in the second round. It's crazy, man. But that's a sports minute.
Wow.
What you got for us today, dog?
Oh, man, I thought we network politics, man. Somebody last week had hit up a topic on us that they wanted us to talk about, so fuck it, we're going to talk about it. I mean, we started
right
off with the single parent.
Yeah, that's
single
what
parent home, living in a single parent home.
Right.
I mean, you know, I know where I come from. You know what I'm saying? I know where you come from. So I know how we had to grow up. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what though? I don't blame that on, you know, single parent, huh? I don't blame that because my father wasn't around, you know what I mean? I mean, some of the shit, you know, was just dumbass shit that I was gonna do whether the old man was around or not. It didn't matter. I was gonna do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? I can't blame the dumb shit I did on just being raised by my mom. She did the best she can, you know what I mean?
Right,
but, you know,
right.
I still did stupid ass shit that I decided to do on my own. You feel me?
Okay, but not, well, okay, let me ask you this. All right, we both did. I mean, we both openly can admit that we did some dumb ass shit growing up. But, you know, do you think if we had the father figure that, if we had the father that's, all right, you know, if we get caught, he's going to beat our ass. Do you think we'd have been more prone to do it or we'd have thought twice about it?
I don't know, man. That's a good question. So you're saying what I've done, the stupid-ass shit I've done if my father was around?
I mean, you know, if he was an intricate part, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he was an intricate
if I saw
part
him all
of the,
the time.
You know, Yeah, I mean, if he was there like he was supposed to, and like, you know, we both know that neither one of our fathers was there like they were supposed to be. But you know what I'm saying? Which led us to be like, okay, this is our mother, the streets is our daddy.
I don't know, man. I mean, I still had my uncles, just like you still had your uncles.
Yeah,
and you still decided to do the stupid ass shit that you done.
Yeah, I understand that. And yeah, you're right. I did have my uncles there, you know, to
try to keep
me alive.
Yeah, you did. I was there. I know you did.
Right. But now at the same time, my uncles didn't live there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times.
Mine didn't either.
You know, exactly. So a lot of times, it was a lot of shit that went under the radar undetected. Because,
yeah,
you know
but
what
you
I'm
always
saying?
Had that thought. You always had that thought in the back
that.
Of your head, like, well, she might call Kent. But you still
did
anyway.
True that. But now here's the thing. This is what I'm saying, because it's like, all right, yeah, we both had that. Just like you, like, okay, she might call Bruce. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, shit, if we got past her, then we ain't have to worry about the call. Whereas, like, if your father was sitting
true.
There, he looking at you like, boy, what the fuck you done did now? You know, father, well, so I've been told, father really has that general understanding of what his son's doing. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't know firsthand, but
I don't either. I see we got
the callers calling in. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing at school on the break.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Butter, what's up, baby?
Nothing much. What's going on?
Chilling. Well, we're just trying to get on this topic real quick, you know. Talking about these single parents, and I mean, you know, what's your thought on it? What's your thought? I mean, first let me ask you, are y'all single parents?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, so as far as being a single parent, I know it's hard. I mean, hell, I commend you ladies straight off the bat for being single parents, because I know if you had to deal with anybody like me, it's a motherfucking task. But let me ask you, what is the biggest struggle about it? I'll start with you, Bottom.
The biggest struggle is, you know, I have both a teenager and a baby. And the biggest struggle is trying to get them to stay on the right path, trying to get my son to stay on the right path and financially taking care of them.
Okay, Janine, what about you? What's your biggest struggle?
I think that's mine, trying to keep up with everything that they want. I mean, my kids, they spoiled anyway, so I didn't want them to be able to go without because now I'm a single parent, you know, because I was married for a long time. So whatever they had when we were married, I wanted them to continue to be able to have and to get it.
Okay. That's what's up. Dog, let me ask you. About you being a man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how is it for you to be a parent?
Say that again.
How is it for you to be a parent, man? I mean, I know your daughter lives with her mother, but, you know, it's like she going to look and she going to say, okay, I'm a single parent trying to do this by myself. How do you cope with that?
Well, my situation is a little different because, you know, me and my daughter's mother, we don't get along anyway.
Zaniya, you know you got to do these dishes, right?
Hey, Red, I was talking.
Oh.
Myself.
I didn't know you got that above me, and I'm sorry.
But go ahead, though. Since you jumped in, tell her to get the dishes done. Are you good now?
No, I was on
there. Can I finish my point?
Go ahead.
Are you sure? I mean, if you got something else to say, just you know, let it out.
Well, next time, let me know when you plug me in, then we won't have that problem.
I was trying to bring you in. Nah, but you know, me and my daughter's mother, you know, we don't get along. So I'm constantly, you know, putting out fires that she starts. You know what I mean? As far as, you know, me and my kid go. But I don't think she can say that she raised our daughter by herself. She can't say that.
I mean, you know a lot
of them. Now, are we talking about, okay, I'll make sure we talking about the same thing. Are you saying growing up without a father at all?
I mean, as far as, like, a single-parent household, I mean, y'all look at it like, okay, the dad's just not around. Am I right? Well, I mean, they pop in and out when they want to. They're not being an intricate part of the child's life.
My single father type situation is, single mother type situation is, my son's father has never been a part of his life.
So, okay. Now, let me ask you. Is that by, and don't get offended, it's just a question I'm asking. I mean, I'm just curious to know. Because you have a lot of women that's like, okay, well, if he won't do what I say, or he won't do what I ask him to do, you ain't going to be a part of my baby life. Or is it just, he's just not there?
No, he's just not there.
Oh, okay. I mean,
he was in prison for the most part. And when he got out of prison, he didn't want to take his responsibility. His main focus was trying to stare in my face instead of trying to take care of his child. And when I told him what his child needed and what was going on with his child, then he said, mama's baby, papa's maybe, and my son looks just like him. So I continue to do what I've been doing, being his mother and his father.
Well, before you ask your next question, man, let me say something. Now, in my situation, that shit was my mother's fault. You know what I mean?
Huh?
I didn't find out till I was an adult. But a lot of times, you know, sure enough, you know, he wasn't around a lot. You know what I mean? But a lot of that shit was her. It was her fault. She was keeping
me away. I'm not following you, though. What are you blaming on your mother?
Said my father wasn't around when you were little. That was on her.
Oh, so you saying that your mother steered him away.
She ran his ass crazy. That motherfucker said, I can't deal with this shit. You know, I mean, you know, we see him on birthdays and holidays. Other than that, she was always in his face, man. You know what I mean? We was little. We didn't really understand. But as we got older, you know, as I developed a relationship with my father as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And he clued me in on a whole lot of shit, man. My mama wasn't at the right back then.
That's because people don't know how to let go. They still have that emotional bond with that person, or I think there's something still there. And if they don't let go, you hold that. You hold that in. And so they become angry.
You know what?
You can't move on.
My father cheated on my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she ever got over that shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's that emotional part. They just don't get over. They become angry. And unfortunately, it trickles down to the child.
Well, we got the ass end of it.
I've been through some wars. I mean, because with my own kids, I've been through some wars. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, in certain cases, it was like, go ahead. Please, give up. Give up. Just give up. That's what I want you to do. I just want you to give up. I mean, I fought tooth and nail, man. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say some days that I just didn't want to just throw my hands up and walk away. But you know what I'm saying? I never did. And now because of me staying and constantly fighting, I got the best relationship in the world with my kids. You know, I mean, I don't think nobody, they mothers or nobody can turn them against me right now. You know. And, like, okay, I hear what you're saying about what your mom did. But my mom was kind of the opposite. She gave me all the liberty and all the freedom in the world. You want to go see him? No problem. Go call him. Call him. But you know what? She never downplayed it. She never said that. I mean, I've heard it. I've heard it come out of her mouth. Never to me did she ever say.
My mom never did that neither. She never said
never
your daddy ain't shit.
Say, right. But now, and you know, now once I'm sitting on the porch with my book bag packed, and you know, because he said he's finna come get me this weekend, Friday come by. I don't unpack my stuff because I'm like, okay, well, maybe he got tied up. And Saturday come by, and I'm still sitting on the porch, and, you know, then Sunday come by, and well, hell, at least he might come Sunday and take me to Dairy Queen, you know. You know, come Sunday night, now I'm sitting there with tears in my eyes. He tell me to go in the house, you know, go on in the house, or she'll take me to Dairy Queen, or she'll do something. Now, when she got on that phone with him, it was something to behold. You bitch-ass motherfucker. You done left my baby sitting on his motherfucking porch for 3 motherfuckers. Now, I'm not supposed to hear the conversation, you know what I'm saying, because she would go in her room, she would close the door, but, I mean, I guess her emotions would just get the better of it. She would just get loud. You know, and he would come up with some damn excuse. You know, I call them excuses because, I mean, I don't know what's more important, these streets or your kid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you sitting there putting a dice game in front of me. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I mean, I can't say that my mother was the problem. I mean, hell, I do know for a fact that he cheated on my mother also, because, hell, I got a sister that's like a couple of months younger than me, so, you know.
But that's different. That's not, you know, being mad at that person for, you know, because you still want to be back with him or something like that. When you have a love for your child, you never want to see them hurt like that. I've did that, and I could care less what their father was doing or whatever, but don't ever, ever have my child crying like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just a mother's love. You don't hurt my child. So that's all that seemed
okay,
like
y'all.
That was.
Hold on for a second, Janine. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Sweetness.
What's happening, sweetness?
That one.
We talking about, are you a single
sweetness.
Parent?
Huh?
Are you a single parent?
Yes, I am.
So what's the hardest part about being a single parent for you? Your situation.
I mean, I think every way is sometimes hard being a single parent, especially financially.
So financially is the hard part for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I mean,
are your kids' father, is he in a life? At all?
Nope.
Not even birthdays or holidays or nothing?
Nope.
No contact at all?
Nope.
Now, do your kids, do they ask about him?
No, not really. They're so used to him not being a part of their life, you know. It's nothing new to them. They're used to it.
So they don't ever say, what my daddy at? Nothing like that?
No.
Do you talk to your kids about him?
I mean, I ask them how they feel about it, you know, especially my oldest daughter. You know what I'm saying? My other ones, they could really care less right now, but they, you know, they're not really old enough to, they really don't know him. My oldest daughter does. I mean, you know, when she was younger, it bothered her kind of because she didn't understand how come he came around, but I told her she ain't losing out on nothing because she got me.
Okay. Let me bring the Rev in. Rev, what's happening? You a single parent, Rev?
Hello.
Pastor?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Pastor.
Hello.
Who the heck said hello?
I said hello. What's happening? I asked you a question, woman.
What's the question?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
You can get off.
You set yourself up for that one. You set yourself up for that one.
No,
are you
I
a single parent? Are you a single
yes,
parent?
I am.
What's the hardest part about being a single parent for you? Your situation.
Mine is trying to show a young man how to be a man. I think that's the hardest part because I can't show my son how to be a man.
No. You know what? You said something that I totally agree with. A
finally.
Woman cannot teach a man, teach a boy how to be a man. It's not possible.
You are so right.
Do it. Just
yeah,
can't do it.
Yeah, I have to agree. I have to agree on that.
A lot of women think they can.
Because my son, he got to be feminine and fuck around with me.
I don't want that.
You have a lot of these boys out here. I mean, they're not necessarily gay, but they got a lot of feminine
ways. Hold on, dog. Somebody playing Christmas chimes or something in the background. Christmas is over, people. All right, go ahead, dog.
Like I said, they're not necessarily gay, but they have a lot of feminine ways to them because all they know is growing up around women. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, they're not gay or nothing, but now they, I mean, a lot of people look at them like, you know, he a fag, he a punk, he gay. But it's not the fact that he's gay or nothing, it's just the fact that, you know, he grew up around women, so he mimicking what he grew up around.
Right.
So he might stand with like a little sass or something. You know, but then now you got to figure out, okay, now what the hell can I do to get him up out of this? You know, a lot of people be like, okay, well, I'm going to throw him in sports. But hell, he don't want to play sports because he never grew up playing sports.
Right.
Then you got, I mean,
he want to do karaoke and do the dance revolution.
What? That's
completely wrong. That is completely wrong.
And now the flip
you
side
know,
of
but
that.
But you know what, though? I blame the women for that. Because nowadays, women want to be so independent. I can be your mama and your daddy. And then that's when they grow up.
That's not something that they choose to do. A woman doesn't choose to be the mother and the father.
Now, hold on.
A woman can only be the mother.
Before this spins out of control. Hold on, dog. Before this spins out of control, I feel what you're saying, dog. Now, hey, before y'all attack, you got to think about it. Not to say y'all, but you do have some people out here that's like, okay, I'm going to be the mama and the daddy. I'm gonna play both sides because he's not doing what I say, or I'm being vindictive. You do have those out there. Trust me, I know firsthand. You have those out there. So, but I understand y'all feel like, okay, well, this might not be y'all choice, but a lot of women do choose that.
Not me.
They want to do both. I mean, if you got a brother, that's his father figure right there. You got an uncle, that's his father figure right there. Cousin, male cousin, that's his father figure right there. A woman cannot teach a boy how to be a man. It's impossible.
Okay.
It is totally impossible. It'll never happen. He won't know nothing. He'll grow up fucked up because he don't know how to be a man. Because a woman don't know how to be a man. So she can't, my mom can't teach me how to be a man because she ain't a man. She can only teach me the female perspective. She can't teach me the male perspective because she don't know shit about it. She ain't a man. Only a man can teach a boy how to be a man. I believe it deep down in my heart.
I mean, I agree with that. I agree with that.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, you got some women out here that's tough. That, you know, they can handle themselves in the street. They can do this. They can do that. But a boy still needs that male guidance.
Yep. Yep. And some
you know
of them don't ever get
really...
it and end up being goddamn serial killers.
Okay, so well, wait a minute. Let's talk about the daughter. Let's talk about the daughter. I mean, you know, you got the daddy's girls. You know what I'm saying? Nah, me, I truly believe that all my kids are daddy's girls. They are. You know what I'm saying? And I be sitting there and I actually wonder, how can a man got a warped way of thinking at times. Oh, I'm trying to make him tougher. That's why I don't baby him. That's why I don't spoil him. I'm trying to teach him what this street life about. Whatever. All right, if that's the way you think, fine. But what about when it comes to your little girls, your baby girls, and you walk away from them? I mean, I can't understand. What's a man's reason for walking away from them?
I don't know, man. I ain't walking away from mine, but she's here for him, man. What I don't understand is...
I understand that.
Hold on for a second, dog. Now, for the same way a woman can teach a boy, I don't think a father can teach a daughter neither. He can give her game. He can teach her about the streets and what the little boys going to say and all of that. You know what I'm saying? If my daughter came to me and be like, Daddy, how do I put this on? And she got a tampon in her hand. I'm going to be like, shit, I don't know.
Go to your mama.
Google
yeah, go to your mama.
You
know
what I'm saying?
You got to go to a woman for that.
Right. I can't teach her that. Only another, a mama, a grandmama, you know what I'm saying, somebody like that. I can't teach her how to be no woman.
Oh,
I just can't. I don't know what to say.
But I'm just saying, I mean, okay, let me ask the ladies. Janine, I know you got to go back to class, so I'm going to ask you real quick. From a woman's point of view, what is a man missing out with not being with his daughters?
I don't know, just getting that love. And, like, my daughters, I mean, they had their fathers in their life, so. And they were like daddy's little girls, but I think it teaches them about how to be a woman. Like, you know, neither one of my kids got pregnant or nothing like that at an early age because they had that father figure.
Right.
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? And they, I don't know, they just, you know, they went to them for things. They had their own relationship. I didn't get in the middle of that because that was their father and daughter time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
I know they turned out better because of it.
And I believe that. I believe that to be true. Because, I mean, there's nothing greater. There's nothing greater for you. For you. My little girls to run up to me and hug me and you know what I'm saying? That's just like the greatest feeling in the world. Even though they can get on my damn nerves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Hold on a second, bro. I don't mean to cut you off, but we got new call. Who is this? Oh, you know,
I'm fine. I ain't that new caller. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Hold your thoughts, Sunshine. We got another caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's going on, man? It's Wick, man. I've just been listening to the show, man. I wanted to tell y'all what's up before I go ahead and make that money.
Okay, what's happening, dog?
What's
good, man?
What's your quick perspective on this, dog, before you go in?
But before I go ahead, I did miss a big part of my son's growing up. You know what I'm saying? That's why I cherish it now. You know, it's hard, you know, because his mama was one of them that I can, you know, think she can teach him to be a man. Lucky he had uncles and stuff around. So,
I can't relate to that.
No, she can't do it. She couldn't do it. You know
what I'm saying? She'll never be able to do it.
No.
I'm going to tell you now. Like I said, the flip side, I was saying earlier, the flip side of that, we might think that he might grow up to be feminine, but the flip side of it is that he can turn to them streets. And when he turns to them streets, oh, it's hell to get him out of there. It's hell to get him out of them streets.
Yes, it
is. You got everybody telling you, hey, look here, let's do this, let's do that. Then it's like, I'm not saying, I mean, peer pressure is a motherfucker. I'm going to just say it. Peer pressure is a motherfucker. Not to say that your son is a follower or something like that, but shit. He sees Lil Lee with them new Jordans on, and he want them too, but he know mama ain't got enough money to get them. Shit, Lee finna tell him. Hey, dude, I know how you can get these Jordans with no problem. And from there you go. Once you get a taste of that street, it's over. I mean, it's hard to come up out of them. Especially when you get a taste of that money. You make $100 in 3 minutes? Shit. Oh, I'm going to be out here forever. For real, that's how you feel. I mean, no. I mean, am I lying?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? You get up there, man. You walk past somebody, you get $100. Wait a minute. This dude just gave me $100 for this little bitty piece of rock. Oh, hell no. I got to go back. And that's what we did. We went back. And before you knew it, motherfuckers done got called up. Motherfuckers got cases pending. And I mean, you just stuck. So I'm gonna tell y'all, as far as y'all single women, I commend y'all. Anything y'all can do as far as sports, any activities, hell, if you just gotta make them sit in the house and read a book, fuck it, make them sit in the house and read a book. Cause these streets ain't nothing nice.
That's what I do. I make them sit in the house. He might hate me
Now, hold on. When I say sit in the house, I don't mean just keep them closed in. If you keep them,
I don't keep them closed in. I give them activities, but you know what I'm saying. When it's all said and done, he ain't got no job, so ain't no reason for him to hang out in the street.
Okay. So
that's one of the biggest reasons to be in the streets. You got no money.
Hold on, dog. Let me ask you. I mean, how old is your son?
He's 16.
Okay, now 16. I'm pretty sure he has a curfew as well as he should have one.
Yeah.
What's his curfew?
10:30.
Okay, that's reasonable. You're 16, 10:30, being out. Okay, 16-year-old boy. I mean, but as far as like when he do leave out, I mean, he ain't got to stay in front of the house, do he?
No. No,
oh, okay.
But if he leaves and goes from without where I can't go out and see where he's at, or I don't know where he's at, I need to have a number. You just can't go somewhere and be gone. Like, he could be on the other side of town. I won't even know it, no.
Okay, but now you do know that you're not going to be able to keep up with him at every waking moment, right?
I mean, and that's a failure of not having a father.
I give you that. But I'm just saying, you know, he at some point in time, he going to slip away.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know that it's not going to be easy because it's not easy now, shit. Mm-hmm. I know that. I'm having problems now, right, you know. But, you know, at the same time, if I could just give up and let him have his way, then, shit, he'll be in prison before you know it. And I'm not trying to have that.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Well, check this out, y'all. We're going to go to the song. We're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to get a little bit more off into this, all right?
Big Sight, New Hank, Coco, Big Sight. Yeah. Y'all know how this shit goes, you know.
All eyes on me, Buffalo G.
Roll up in the club.
Yeah, right. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let the devil be sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, fuck with me and get close later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I'm 5 double O, Benz, want flashy rank. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. King. It seems my main thing was to be major, pay the game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous, the motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but these punks won't get me. We got 4 niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like. Every time they pass, all eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me, live the life of a thug nigga till the day I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Can't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day, time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race, how long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple B, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curve. The nervousness, neglect, maybe pack attack. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paycheck. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'm forever balling. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker ducking, get busted, no emotion. My devotion is handling my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus this shit all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G. Can't you see I'm Buster Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player, all eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player, all eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's pit to the possibility, giving me talks. Lawyers making a grip, I told the judge I was wasteful. And that's why I blame shit, was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager, on my mobile calling big shots. On a team major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw, catching cases at a fast rate. Falling in the fast lane, hustle till the morning. Never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit, I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the strap. The criminal lifestyle, equipped with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real. Kick it, all eyes on me.
Live the life of a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my nigga. See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker. Be like, ding.
Live life of a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Live my life as a bitch, cause even getting high.
Every motherfucker. I got Busta Soul and police watching, nigga, you know?
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Live my life as a boss player.
All eyes on me. Like what they think, I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. They really on that dope.
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me in the scope. I know y'all know this is thug life, baby. Y'all got me on the surveillance.
All eyes on me.
But I'm knowing.
All eyes on me. Welcome back, y'all.
Yo, welcome back, y'all.
All right, I'm going to touch on a little subject here. I want to talk about how you can, you know, you kind of clingy with your kids. Don't want to let them go. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
So what you saying, like somebody being like a mother being too attached to their child?
Yeah, clingy. I call that shit clingy.
Okay.
Sometimes you gotta let them go. Let your kids go. Let them go. You know what I mean? Let me start with Sunshine.
Yeah.
How many children do you have?
Three.
What's your oldest?
He'll be 17 in August.
Now, can you wait till his ass get out the house? Are you looking forward to that day?
Of course.
Huh?
Yes.
So you have no problem with your kid just bouncing? Get the hell out of the house.
No, I have a rule in my house. When you turn 18, you got 3 months to decide on what you're going to do. Either you're going to go to college, you're going to get a job, or you're going to go to the military. But whatever it is you do, it has to be working towards you getting out of my house.
Yeah, you sound like my mom.
Don't get me wrong. I love my kids to death, but everything that I do to prepare them for when I'm gone. I don't want them to be depending on me.
Hello, Ma? Is you on the phone?
Shut up.
You sound like my mama.
To the surf.
Hey, I don't give a damn. You get the hell out of here at 18.
You got to do something. I ain't taking care of no grown-ass man. But go ahead and finish your thoughts, sweetheart.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm not supposed to be here forever, and I want my kids to be able to get out on their own and take care of themselves and maintain. I want to go and peacefully knowing that my kids can take care of themselves and I ain't got to worry about them being homeless or strung out on drugs or none of that.
Okay, now, is your oldest male or female?
It's a girl, my daughter.
Okay, so your oldest is now, when you guys talk, how do you talk to her? Do you talk to her as a friend or a parent?
Both.
Both?
Both.
How can you do both?
You can do both. It's called multitasking. The reason I say both is because, I want her to be able to come to me and talk to me about anything. That's
mm-hmm.
the friend part. The parent can come in where if she comes to me for advice or something, I try my best not to jab out on her. So that's where the parenting part comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, sweetness.
I agree with Sunshine. 150% I agree with everything she said.
Thank you.
Why?
Huh?
Why? First of all,
what do you mean why? I mean, I agree with everything that she just said.
Okay, well, how old is your oldest?
11.
11. Okay, are you looking forward? Is it male or female?
Female.
Are you looking forward to her getting out of the house?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to all my kids getting out of the house when they're 18.
Okay, well, I mean, some parents, you know, they want their kids.
I mean, I love my kids, and I do anything for them. I will go, you know, far and beyond for my kids. But there's a time that they got to be on their own 2 feet because mama ain't going to be around forever. You know, so they got to learn how to, you know, live, you know what I'm saying, work and provide for themselves and from A to Z. And that's what I'm trying to teach them now as they're growing up.
Okay. All right. Now, knock on wood about that mama living forever thing because my mama's going to live forever. Red.
Okay.
Yes.
What's up? How old is your oldest?
Nothing. He just turned 18 Friday.
Still in high school?
Yeah, he's still in school.
Okay, now what's the plan? How long is she going to be in the house?
he's going to be there as long as he needs to be. I just put a post up that said, I always got his back. He's going to be there as long as he needs to be.
Okay, okay.
When he's ready to move on, then he can move on. But I'm not pushing him out the door.
What
he's doing something now.
Nothing
so that's not an issue because he's doing something now. He's always done something. He's been working since he was about 11 years old. So that's not an issue.
Okay. All right, Butter.
Well, I guess I'm doing them. This is what I do at night, so.
I am hoping that, I'm glad, I can't wait till he turns 18 and he's able to get out on his own. But I'm not going to push him out. If I feel like he's not ready, I don't want to say I'm going to hold on to him, but I'm going to try to help him before he makes that move. But he's going off to school, hopefully.
Okay, Nate, you say you're not going to push him, right?
No, I'm not going to push him. I ain't going to kick him out the door. I ain't going to have his bags packed on the last day of school, no.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Okay, he's grown. He's out of school. 19. He's 19 now. Still living with you, right?
Right.
Now, what you going to do when he try to run your house?
That's not going to happen. You staying with the key word, he's staying with me. So if you feel like you don't want to be considered a child no more, you don't want to live up under my rules no more, then there's your choice to leave. If you decided, like, you know, I know he's going to be here, you know, he's still going to be in school. His birthday is late. So I know he'll be in school kind of late. So when it's all said and done, if he doesn't want to abide by my rules, then he has every right to leave.
Okay, but he's 19. When you're at that age, I was the same way when I was 19. I felt like I knew what was best for my mother. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Who she dealing with or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a time. He gonna try to run the crib.
Oh, and it might be amusing for a while, you know. But if he get out of line to that point, then I will let him know.
Okay. All right. You got anything on this topic, dog?
I want to ask a question. Now, I mean, I hear what everybody's saying, and like I said, I heard. I heard it. When you turn 18, you either gonna do something or you gonna get out. But now, my question is like to the mothers who feel like, okay, that I'm on. How can I put this? I mean, do y'all think y'all creating mama's boys at the same time?
Okay, you talking to Bud and Rare?
Yeah.
No, I know my son's not a mama's boy. Actually, I think he's, I don't even know how to explain him, but I know for a fact he's not a mama's boy. No, I don't even think I know him that well because, like I said, I can't teach him how to be a man, but yet, and the things that I hear is not the son that I know.
Okay, Dad. Before you jump in there, dog, what's your definition of a mama's boy?
My definition of a mama's boy is one that's like real clingy to their mom, always want to be around their mama, always up under their mama, always in the house, never going out doing their own thing. That's my definition of a mama's boy.
And I resent
depending on their mama for everything, huh?
I resent everything you just said.
I really don't give a damn what you resent.
No, I'm just playing. I ain't no mama's boy.
Okay, well,
you must be.
I was asking this question because, I mean, I heard something today. And, dog, you know, I'm not going to say no names, but you know this person and I know this person. that their mother was so overprotective over them that, I mean, it got to the point where their mother, I mean, nobody, she, when I say she babied him, she babied him. I mean, she babied him to the point of, I mean, the boy's life is fucked up right now. His mother's gone. His mother's gone, and his life is fucked up. And if it weren't for his sister right now, he would be Lord knows where. You know what I'm saying? But now I've seen this firsthand. I've seen this growing up with this guy. Well, if that's what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? And I do believe that if she would have just, like, okay, gave him that little push, I think he would have been all right. But then at the same time, was nobody ever good enough for her son? Not to say that he even went out to even find nobody, but it was always, baby, don't worry about it because ain't none of these girls out here good enough for you. You know? So, and it was like to the extent that they had a relationship. Nothing sexual, nothing like that, nothing sick like that. But it was like, you know, that was her man, and he was her, you know, they was each other's world. I mean, because it was like, you know, she got so wrapped up in what he did, and he got so wrapped up in what she did, is that they never made time for nothing else. Now she's gone, and he's a lost soul. So, do y'all ever think, like, okay, let me push back on something that I'm doing because, you know, he might get too clingy or too caught up with and too complacent with, okay, running my life or being a part of my life, or I might get too caught up and try to run his life.
No, for me, I could say no because he got his own life. And he does things and he goes places and he has his friends and he has his girlfriends and all that stuff. And I don't judge his girlfriends, even though I think some of them stupid as hell. But, you know, that's him.
But
I talk to him and try to lead him in the right direction as far as general conversation and in life. But he has to make his own decisions. I don't try to run his life.
Okay. What about you, Sunshine?
That's what I'm interested in. He's not a mama's boy at all. I know my son loves me, but he's not a mama's boy. Now, my baby boy, yeah, but he's still 7 years old. So right now, that don't... You know, and it's not to the point to where he's going to go do his own thing. He'll get up, you know, he'll go spend the night at one of his friend's house or a relative's house. So I can't even say that he's really a mama's boy.
Okay. Bada, what about you? How you feel about that?
Oh, I know for sure my baby ain't no mama's boy. I know for sure he ain't. And I'm not trying to make him. I'm just trying to steer him in the right way. But in the end,
okay. So what about the process? Like, okay, now I heard Rhea say she don't get in, even though she know that it's a couple of them that she just thinks it's stupid. I mean, do y'all feel like okay, ain't nobody good enough for y'all son?
I don't feel like that. I haven't met one that he needs to, like, settle down with. But,
By no means. They still kids. But I mean, like, okay, my thing is this. Like, okay, when I was younger, you know, I had a girlfriend and... You know, my mother, for the most part, she never really said anything too much to me about girls I dated. But it was just this one particular girl. She was like, I don't like her. I don't want her around here. Hey, you need to get rid of her. She did that with one of my baby mamas too, but yeah. I mean, other than that, she really, I never really had that, you know. But I've seen it, and I got auntie that I tell on a regular basis, you need to quit babying these damn boys. She got three boys. Baby's the shit out of them. I tell her, you need to quit babying them so much. You really need to quit babying these boys. So, I mean, it just, you know, I be looking and I you know, it's like, he got one of my cousins, he had a girlfriend, and, I mean, my auntie didn't even let her get in the door. Why she here? What she want? He's like, it's my girlfriend. No, that ain't your girlfriend. That is not your girlfriend. Get her out of my house. She never even got a chance to meet the girl. She fucked up. Man. Seriously, she walked. I mean, dog. That girl, she walked in the house. The girl was like, hey, how you doing? Who are you? Who you here for? Why you in my house? I mean, can either one of these kids get anybody on the phone? Can they see themselves doing that?
I can.
Dude, I don't want that.
Who said I can?
I did. I don't think nobody's good enough for my mom or my daughter.
Well,
they gonna be with who they gonna be with, but I don't think they good enough for them.
We're men. That's our job, to be protective. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm talking about as far as women. I mean...
Okay, all right.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
I was about to say, I feel like I raised him well enough to know how to pick a good woman. So I don't have to be like that. You know, he know what a good woman is.
Well, I mean, all right, man. I'm going to say this, but this is just hypothetically speaking, so nobody bite my head off. Okay, he know what the good woman is, but let's just say, I mean, of course, he's of age, what I'm about to say, he's of age, so he can't do it. He ain't looking for that right woman right then. He's just looking for somebody he can just hit real quick.
Well, then he has to learn from his mistakes, because it's just like when I was growing up and I picked men that were no good. And when my daddy wanted to step in and do something, I told him to mind his own business. I got this. So I feel like I need to do the same thing and respect him and let him go through life and learn from his own mistakes if he makes a mistake.
Okay, cool. I understand that. What about you, bud? How you feel about it?
Pass me, please, Francis.
Pass you.
Yeah. I was something.
You? I heard nothing you said, baby.
What was the question?
I mean, we said that your son was of age. I mean,
right.
Of course, y'all want him to find the right girl, but he ain't looking for the right girl. He ain't looking for Miss Right. He looking for Miss Right now.
Right.
Do you let him make those mistakes himself, or do you interject yourself? Like, okay,
I'm gonna give him all of the rules and regulations that I know that I can to help him protect himself, and that's all I can do. Because the more you try to keep them away from somebody, the it seems like the harder they fall for that person.
Sweetness, you still with me, baby?
Yes, I'm with.
How do you feel about that?
What was the question?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
I mean, do you let him bump his head, or do you jump in and like, okay, I'm gonna nip this in the bud before it even gets started?
Well, I mean, me, myself, I'm the type of person, you know, I mean, I do agree, you have to make your own mistakes to learn by them, to learn from them. But it does, it depends on what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like I said, I'm not going to have...
Huh?
No, like I said, he's not looking for Ms. Right. He's looking for Ms. Right now.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I understand you got to go through all the wrongs, you know, have fun with all the wrongs to get to the right one, but, you know, it depends on the situation in order for me to, you know, step in and speak my mind and my peace about it.
Okay. I mean, I can respect that. I can respect that. I mean, and I'm going to tell you, me as a man, I hear y'all talking, but I'm going to tell you, it'll be twice as hard for me. It will be twice as hard for me to just sit there and just let some little motherfucker come over here running my baby crazy.
That's what I'm saying. That's where it comes in. It depends on the situation.
I mean, and now maybe it's me being biased or me just being a man, but I believe that a man, he needs to go through that. He needs to go through those little changes to see what and what not to do. Now, y'all might say that a woman might have to go through that too. But me personally, I mean, just I would want to choke the shit out of one of them little bastards. I'm serious. You know, I got a 16-year-old. I got 16-year-olds. I got 15-year-olds. I mean, all my kids are getting into the teenage age. And, I mean, you know, I'm not totally just fuck it. You can't have no company. I mean, I let them come on the porch, but
I can't keep a cage up. I know this. Keeping a cage up. Some good advice for father time. Don't fuck your daughter like that. She'll be a freak once you get out, I'm telling you.
No, I say I keep the boys caged up.
How can you? They go to school with them. They around them. Hell, they're around them more than we are.
And don't please don't say no all girls school because that should be gay.
You know what? When them boys see me. Somebody calling the cops. That's all I'm saying. Well,
come on now. And what girl did that keep you away from?
But you know what though? I'm gonna be real serious with you right now. My biggest fear today, as far as these boys go, is being a granddad. It's my biggest fear. So I'm gonna try to prolong that as long as possible. That's it. I ain't ready to be no granddaddy. And my baby ain't ready for no baby. So I'm going to try to prolong that. I ask her. She says she's not having sex. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what she tell me. I would hope she would tell me the truth. But I don't know.
She's not going to tell you.
Sure ain't going to tell you. Nuh-uh.
Probably won't, but still. I want her to do like everybody else for their kids. You know, go to college, get married, then have your kids. You know what I mean? That's all I want. That's all I'm asking.
That's
you know, I didn't follow that route,
wrong,
but, you know, hopefully she do. You feel me? Just, you know, get out of college first. Even if you don't go to college, wait till you older, goddamn. That's my biggest fear, man. That's why I try to, you know, when she go to the prom, I might follow her, man. I don't know.
Don't
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I just don't know, man. I'm scared.
Wrong,
man. That's come on, man. Who went to the prom and didn't get none? Be honest. That's one of the main reasons you went.
I didn't get none.
See? Sometimes you gave it up on prom night, right?
No, I didn't. You said who went and didn't do it.
I ain't getting
no
prom night.
Did you try?
Did you try? You talking to me or Cass?
I'm talking to him right now. Did you try to get some?
Should do his best shit in the hood and wipe his ass with a fluffy white rabbit?
That's my point.
Hell yeah, I tried. Huh?
That's my point. Just in case he want to try, I'm going to be there.
But now you got to look at it like
why you didn't give it up? Hold on, man. I want to know why she didn't give it up.
The person that I went with was not who I was supposed to went with. My his father was supposed to put me to the prom, and he got sick and ended up in the hospital, and his mother told me to still go. So I went.
But now if you would have went with him, and he asked, would you give it up? Thinking about
him now.
Would you have gave
my
blood for prom night? Huh?
Yeah. I mean, because we were together 9.5 years, so of course.
That's my whole point. That's my point. All right, I'm done, man. That's my point.
But what's the point?
You gave it up.
Because we... What's the point?
You made
my
point.
I didn't have my first child till I was 20. So what is your point?
But, okay, true enough, but if that dude would have took you to the prom, you'd have gave it up. Not to say that you would have got pregnant or nothing like that. I'm just saying you would have gave it up.
Yeah, because that's who I knew I was going to be with. We were together for 9.5 years. We were together after high school.
Well, I'm just saying, you proved my point.
If it wasn't for him getting incarcerated and getting a lengthy sentence, we would probably still be together.
All right, well, calm down, sweetheart.
I am calm.
It's going to be okay. Everything going to be fine.
I know
fine.
It is. I'm good.
Right.
I am good.
So.
Okay, well, I got a question, and I'm going to stay away from this for a second. But I got a question. Why is it that, I'm going to say people, but I'm kind of, I am kind of leaning this towards the women. Just because of the topic I heard today, why is it that women are willing to go that extra mile for a person that don't want to be in a relationship with them?
Good question. That no good, motherfucker. No, you ain't.
No, I ain't gonna say. No, hold on. I'm not talking about the guy that's torn between you and another woman, or somebody of that nature. Or I'm not to even say that he's a low down dirty motherfucker. I mean, he just flat out told you, I don't want a relationship. I don't want to be in a committed relationship. Why do women cling to guys like that?
That's a great question.
That's a real good question. One that I can't
ain't nobody
answering
it.
A real good
right.
Question.
I
need
to answer it.
Maybe they want what he wants.
You say what now?
Maybe they want what he wants.
The benefit yes.
No,
without
no,
the commitment.
No,
there
no,
you
that's
go, Joe girl.
No, that ain't what I mean. Okay, well, maybe I didn't word the question right. I mean, this guy tell you he don't want a relationship, but you're pushing for the relationship. That's what I mean. The women is still
that's
pushing
how it usually
for the
goes, though.
Why? That's how it usually goes. The one that doesn't want to be in the relationship, I mean, of course, it's always going to be the one that wants it is going to fuck with the person that don't want it.
Well, why he's still being around her to know that he want to be in a relationship in the first place if he don't want one?
Right.
Well, I think she ain't communicating with her.
Okay. Hold on before you make your point, dog. Hold on before you make your point. I just want to hear her answer. Rev, I just need to hear your answer.
Well, he rephrased the question, so now I don't have an answer.
Okay. Well, what was your answer to the first question?
That's what I meant there.
My answer to the first question was that I don't cling to men that say they don't want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem I have with men like that is when they tell you that and you do the same thing that they do, then they have a problem
mm-hmm.
with that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Amen.
Who's that doing this, all this co-signing?
The ones that got the sense.
Okay. All right. And I'll give you that one. Rev, I'll give you that one. Well, now, my thing is, okay, let's talk about the people who really don't care what you do. They tell you. I mean, they really feeling like, all right, well, you know, you do your thing, I do my thing, we hook up when we hook up. You know what I'm saying? Now, how many of those have you had that, I mean, you know, you come across to them like that, but they still keep trying to make this relationship work with you? Nobody ever had one of those?
I have.
Okay. Speak on it.
It's kind of hard because I was in a bad place mentally, and it was like I was on this thing where I didn't give a fuck about no dude's feelings, and I was dealing with this dude, and he was married, but at the same time, he was kind of trying to control me or something, and that was the mutual agreement that we had, because, you know, I'm like, well, you married, you can't dictate to me who I can see and who I can't see. So it was kind of... It turned into some stalker type shit. Because he started stalking me.
Okay. Once again, nobody still has answered my question.
Okay, repeat your question.
God damn it, no.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
I did answer
your question. I said I was in a situation like that because I was in a bad place mentally. That was me answering your question.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. And don't be getting loud with me.
Well, how you gonna hear me?
Right.
She got you on that one.
Yeah, she got me on smart ass. Okay.
Only a minute, brother.
Right,
this is some fucked up ass weather.
Brother, give me an answer.
I told you to repeat the question. You said.
Oh yeah, that's what I just forgot. I'm not fucking with you no more. I forgot.
It's all good. I still love you though.
Mhm. No, but I mean. Why is it that women want to go after men when that man says he don't want a relationship?
Well,
I think it's a challenge.
I don't know. I can only say that if a woman does something like that, it's either she wants to say that she got him to change his mind, or... I mean, I really don't know because I think that's a.
Right. Maybe talk about all types of shit.
Well, we got somebody just push on. I guess they got an answer for you. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's happening?
Oh,
cool. What's good, bro? Tell her.
Look here though. I ain't even heard what y'all speaking on. So y'all need to bring me up on what's going on.
All right, man, check this out. We're trying to figure out why do people try to get in relationships with somebody after the other person tell them, they don't want a relationship. But the other person still keep trying to push a relationship on. Why do you think they do that, dog?
Hey, look here, man. I'm going to tell you like this here, though. Hey, look, whoever that person is that's trying to force you into a relationship, and you probably need to leave that motherfucker alone, man, because that motherfucker got psychological issues. You feel me? I mean, that's just
what
obvious. Happened? There's something wrong with that motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? Leave that motherfucker alone. Motherfucker trying to force you to a relationship. You feel me? I mean, I'm just saying, though. That's just me, though. But, everybody got their own outlook on shit, though. But that's just my, you feel me, opinion on that shit, though. You see what I'm saying?
I feel you, dog. Bro, how you feel about it, dog?
Man, I tend to agree with my man. You just kind of leave him alone, man. If they trying to force him, I mean, next thing you know, they're going to try to get pregnant. On purpose. On what? Just to try to keep you around. You know what I mean? They figure, y'all got a baby together. You got
to
be in a lot of time. You got no choice.
Not to keep a nigga baby.
Hey, and I'll feel you on that because I got eight of them.
Damn. You got eight kids, man?
Hey, look, I got eight of them. So what that tell you all this is, man? If it ain't where you're at, it cost me a dollar, bitch. I want paper.
I'm just saying, man, some women, some women want you so bad that they'll go that far.
Oh.
I mean,
And men too.
Relationship shit? No, I don't know about that. I don't think no man going to try to get you pregnant on purpose.
Shit. Yes, they do. They sure will.
Look here, though. I keep it 100, though. You know what I mean? Some motherfucking niggas do that shit, though. You know what I mean? All niggas. Some niggas do. So you can't never say a nigga ain't going to do that because, some niggas do. You know what I mean? You got to look at it from both avenues. You feel me? Some niggas do that.
I know a couple of guys that knock their girl up just to keep them.
Don't bullshit me.
I'm telling you, man. I've had somebody come up to me and tell me, I got her pregnant on purpose. That way I know this shit ain't never going nowhere. Me personally, my thought process was,
nigga, you bullshitting.
But he ain't bullshitting. He just knows some lame ass niggas. That's all. He ain't bullshitting.
I'm not gonna do it neither.
And I know niggas that do, you know what I mean? Let me ask the lady,
I mean, I know y'all love all y'all kids, you know what I'm saying, unconditionally, but do y'all feel that any one of y'all kids, like, this guy's got you pregnant just to keep you. Mother, you think out of either one of your kids, got you pregnant just to keep you?
Yep. He actually told me he did.
Are you with him now? Are you with the guy today?
No.
Well, that didn't work.
Whole point. That's crazy.
Well, what about you?
Oh, no. I know that didn't happen like that.
Oh.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Sweetness, what about you?
Yep.
You believe he did do it, just keep
it? Yep, not once but twice.
Dang.
And then once again, are you with him today?
Nope.
I don't know. It's a conversation with him.
So why do y'all think he did it on purpose? You know,
because he told me.
I mean, he said it out of his own mouth.
Right. He told me.
Did he tell you that while he was getting the pussy?
No.
He told me before, during, and after.
Oh, okay.
He told me after.
I can't even defend that nigga then.
Right. I mean, I ain't never trying to keep no motherfucking woman by just knocking her up. I'm sorry.
Fuck that.
Can't keep somebody that don't want to be kept.
Right. I ain't gonna keep you if you don't want to be kept.
Exactly. There's too much shit going on.
Yeah, but some people don't comprehend.
You don't want to say that shit about me. That shit ain't happening.
What's up?
I say, ain't no woman ever going to say that shit about me. I ain't trying to get you pregnant. I don't want no more kids. So I say it proudly. I'm done. Man, that's just me. I don't know how a motherfucker can do that shit, man. Fuck that. And then you don't end up being with the person? You fuck.
Right.
You got to listen to that bullshit for the rest of your life.
But some, but check this out though. Check this out though. Some motherfuckers got different morals. Some motherfuckers don't give no fuck about, you know, the motherfuckers they ain't gonna care for them. They just want to care about so they can deal with them when they want to. You know, feel me? You know what I'm saying? So they come to me, my man. I can go buy two. I let this motherfucker, you know, get some ass without him. So because I got to care about this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean. Our niggas got the shit twisted. You know what I mean? They weren't ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I look out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me ask you a question, dog. You got 8 kids, right? You think you can hit any one of your baby mamas any given day?
So do I what?
Do you think you can hit any one of your baby mamas on any given day?
From any given day?
On any given day, you think you can just call up your baby mama and be like, yo, I'm coming home, and hit it?
Yeah, motherfucking yeah. What the fuck? You got me bitch. If I, you think I can't? Gee, hell yeah.
I'm not saying you can't. I asked you that for a reason. I asked you that for a reason.
What,
now I'm going to ask you, dog.
What?
You think you can call, you can call up?
I think I'm pregnant on purpose or for that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you get on the phone, call up your first baby mama, and be like, look, I'm about to come through there. And she already know what's up. You got it like that, right? You can do that, right?
I'll get hit any one of them. You know what I mean? But
okay.
I don't, man, but at the same time, bro, I mean, sometimes you got bitches that do the same shit. And I got one baby mama that's like that. You feel me? It's all good, though. I love my kids, but fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But that's what means got twisted. I love your motherfucking kids. You know what I'm saying? Go from there.
Right, let me ask the lady. Sunshine. I'm going to ask Sunshine first. Sunshine. Is Sunshine still with us? Okay, we're going to move on up to Sweetness. Sweetness.
I'm here.
Can your baby daddy come and get it whenever you want?
Oh, hell no. Nope.
Hell no to you, huh? Rev, what about you?
No.
Okay, you're a no too, huh? Butter, you're a yes or a no?
No.
Okay, Janine, you're a yes or a no?
Hell no. Hell to the no. That's what I wanted
all
to
right.
say.
Okay, all right, dog, what about you? Can you call up and be like, you know, I'm on my way. You got it like
me?
This? Yeah, you.
Can I do it?
Yeah, yeah. You got it like that. You got it like that, too?
Oh, man, I don't know, dog. I know if I call any one of them up, they be talking about, come on, though. Let's talk
okay, man,
shit they let me in.
Now, somebody lying.
What
can
you?
Got all the dudes saying, yeah, we got all the women saying no.
You ain't saying nothing, can you?
Well,
hell
ain't none of them my baby mama, so I can't go with that with them. But trust me, If they was, I'd be calling them and asking this
What's
question.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Well,
I guess they all agree then. Ain't nobody say nothing. All y'all ladies agree with her. If his cousin was y'all baby daddy, he can hit it whenever he wants.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
No.
I could put that shit on everything I love.
Yeah, right.
My baby ain't perfect. He is not perfect like that when it comes to me. Now, maybe his other baby mamas, but not this one.
And when you done, you should be done. I don't know why women go back like that anyway.
Exactly.
You was done with him. You was done with him for a reason.
Yep.
Well, no,
that
girl.
Like that.
Like I said, dog, I ain't say baby daddy, so if it was me, I'd be there. Knocking on the door.
But that's what I asked him, though. I say, if you was their baby daddy, nobody disagrees, so I guess you got it like that, dog.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, if I was his baby's mama, the answer would be no.
Mm-hmm.
No, it would.
Fuck around with me. There's gonna be consequences and repercussions.
All right, so hold on. We got one more caller. We got a new caller to the show, y'all. Caller, what's up?
Nah, this is me, man. I'm back, man.
What's up?
I dropped the call. I'm back.
All right.
I missed it, man. Sound like y'all got something going on, man. What I missed?
Like I told them, they said if I was, Janine said if I was her baby daddy, I couldn't come back and hit you. But I told them if I was her baby daddy, I couldn't come back and hit you.
You couldn't come when you get ready?
Oh, yeah, you know I could.
Yeah, you know they're dying. That's just radio fault.
Janine, let me tell you something. Girl.
I mean, some niggas might not be able to. You know what I mean? Don't get to it. Some motherfuckers might not be able to. You know what I mean? And that's because they ain't how they been. But as long as you have your business,
right. You
always going to get in. You feel me?
Right.
And that's bullshit.
And I ain't
never
want
to go there
again. And walk back down. You feel me?
No, some motherfuckers ain't going to never go there again. That's what that is. Ever.
Well, that's on you. That's on you. Now, hold on, y'all. Hold on one second. Hey. Janine, back to you. Janine, you still here with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, now check this out. You know, if I was your baby daddy, you know, I'd be right in front of your house. You have the phone. Got the music playing in the background. What you got on, girl? Hey, you don't tell me what she got on.
Damn, frightening.
Hey, you don't tell me what she got on.
Nothing.
I'm
just playing here.
So much shit
I know you don't want to talk like this. I'm going to play hard to get. I'm going to play hard to get. Hold on. Now I'm getting out the car. Now I'm on my way, so she might hold the door a little bit, but it's halfway cracked. Then once I push it in, it's over, dog. I'm here. That's how the night goes. You disagree?
Of course I disagree.
Stop lying.
Yeah, alcohol.
They don't clean. Oh, okay.
Hey, look up. Look up. You ain't got a lot of us.
All right, y'all. Let me know. We got to roll up out of here. Buddy, you got any last words?
I enjoyed this show tonight. I'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Don't forget about the chat room now. Rev, you got any last words?
It was a good show.
Alright, don't be a stranger to the show no more, neither. Sweetness, last words?
It was a good show, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Love and head grease. Sunshine, any last words?
Yes, I thought the show was outstanding. You guys are the greatest hosts in the world. You guys should be worldwide. You need to have your own page.
Who is that?
You guys are good. You guys are all of that. I will follow you guys wherever you go. Thank you. Those are my last words.
You need your last words?
All
right. I got some last words. Can I cut?
Thank you, Senator.
Hey, can I cut? I got some last words, man. Who the fuck was that last motherfucker,
man? Hold on, dog.
That's
I ain't
my,
got to
nah,
yet, dog.
Man, I can't hold this shit, bro. Who the fuck was that, man? So I got to, man. All right, I'll wait.
You got your last words. Janine, you got your last words?
See y'all in the chat room whenever I get home.
Peace.
All right, man, go ahead with your last words, dog.
Hey, man, look, my peace, love to everybody. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But, hey, whoever the fuck you is, man, you need to put some bass in your shit, man, because, man, that shit can sound, man, I don't know who you is, though. You might be a man or a girl. I don't know. Don't discriminate against none of that shit, you know, if you what the fuck.
That was
God
me, motherfucker.
That was you?
That was me.
Man, cut that shit out, man. You questioning our friendship, bro, with that shit, man. Cut that shit out.
Hey, man, you got to archive the show, man, and see what happened, dog.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good, my nigga. Hey, don't do that shit no motherfucking more. All
right, dog. Later, all man. You got any last words, dog?
Yeah, man, sincity.spruce.com, hit me up in the chat room, man. We chilling tonight. Come on, kick it in here with me. I'm tired of being by myself. Need some new baby mamas.
Tomorrow night, brand new show, brand new topic. We out. Peace.
Shit, I'm tired as fuck. Come on, baby, let's get the fuck home.
I'm from this area. I hate this neighborhood.
Niggas been tripping over here and shit. Man. It's on my back.
Hey! Hey, nigga!
Oh, shit!
Just keep walking, don't turn around.
Hey, old boy!
Okay, here we go again.
You and your motherfucking bitch, what's up?
Hey, nigga, why you fucking with me?
Fuck you, nigga, cause I can.
Yeah, what's up?
It feels like I'm busting a nut when I open you up. Cause
making the life shorter, ready to slaughter. Cause to me a life ain't